board and hurt his head.
Dived.
All right, and so he has...
Dived.
What do you call it when somebody dives into the water and lands on his stomach?
A belly buster.
All right. And what is it when a child goes tumbling down a hill, you know, head over heels? What is that called?
Somersault.
This is verb forms. You'd say he blank in a swimming pool.
He drowned? He swims.
All right. And yesterday he
swam.
And he has
swum.
What do you call something that you get when you pay a bill that's given to you just as a little gift? Have you ever heard an expression for such a thing?
For paying a bill?
That would be one example. It could be in other instances. Anything that is given to you as a free, small gift, usually because you've completed some service.
Well, the word that comes to mind is a word, and this may not apply, but when I was a child and you got something extra, it was called a pilon.
A pilon?
A pilon. Uh-huh. And that is a Mexican word.
Uh-huh. And do you know what the exact translation is?
No, I shall look it up in my Spanish dictionary tonight, but it's an extra gift for not for anything special, but you just get a pilon.
Uh-huh.
And we used to get Mexican candy was given as a pilon, a piloncia is the real word.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard that used outside of your family?
Yes. My age group.
Uh-huh.
Would know what a pilon is.
Uh-huh.
A piloncia is really the word.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. You were talking the other day about these cattle that got caught off in the overflow area. You were worried that they might
drown.
Okay, and if you would say, yesterday one of my cattle
drowned,
and but one has not
drowned yet.
Okay. Before a baby walks, he usually
crawls.
And if your son liked to climb trees, you'd say he climbed trees.
He climbs trees, or he climbed trees.
Okay. And you would say he has blank in a tree.
Climbed.
When someone is playing hide and seek, a child is playing hide and seek, he might get down behind a sofa to hide, and you'd say he's
crouched
behind the sofa. At church, in some churches, when in prayer a person gets down on his knees, and you would say the child blank
knelt in prayer.
And if you were tired, you'd say, I'm going to go over to the couch and
lie down.
He was very sick. He just blank in bed all day.
He laid in bed.
And you would say, I blank very weird dreams.
I dream. Very weird dream.
Last night I
dreamed.
I have
dreamed.
I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
awakened.
Mm-hmm.
But you might generally hear, I woke up.
All right. I woke up. If I do this, you'd say, I'm
tapping on the floor.
Okay. Or if a child were in a rage.
Jumping.
All right. But with one foot, if he were just
stomping.
All right.
You weren't really stomping.
I know. I didn't want to do it that loud. when you see a friend leaving a party alone, you might say, can I
go with you or accompany you.
Okay, or can I blank you home?
Oh, take you home.
To get a boat up on land from out of the water, you take a rope and
pull.
Okay, and if you wanted to do the opposite, you
push.
If you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you would pick it up and
carry.
All right. Would you use any other expressions?